In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about why I am oddly obsessed with Tom Brady. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about legends, goats, and routines, habits, the important things that make someone absolutely the stuff of stories for years and decades to come. Let's go. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, Rachel. So I'm excited to talk about this because at the time of recording this, it was the week that Tom Brady won another Super Bowl. Now, all controversies aside, I know some people don't care for him, but a lot of people really, really like him. And there's a good reason for it. There's something amazing about watching a GOAT, a greatest of all time. There's something amazing about watching a legend. There's something incredible about watching someone with a level of mastery that they elevate the team that they're on, no matter where they are. And so after watching the Super Bowl yesterday, I was like, we should totally do an episode on this. Now, for me, I watch Tom Brady play and I don't think, oh, wow, he's so great. Like, that's so cool. Good for him, etc. What I think is, what can I learn from Tom Brady? Now, I hope other people have this experience. And if you don't, I want to challenge you to start having this experience. I personally, when I see someone create mastery or achieve mastery or create some amazing result, even if it's not necessarily a result that I want, for example, I am not athletic. I do not play football. I'm not trying to become a Super Bowl champ. Like, it's just not something that's a part of my life. But when I watch absolute genius play, when I watch someone break records and become the greatest of all time, my mind starts to think, what did they do differently? Now, this is a crazy thing because a lot of people look at legends and they put them on a pedestal intentionally. They say, oh, but that person's a legend. That person's incredibly skilled. That person's incredibly talented. And one of the things that I have done actually over the years is really study Tom Brady's career. And one of the things that I find so fascinating is that he wasn't great. Hold on. Just wait. What I'm about to drop is going to blow your mind. He wasn't great. He had to work for it. He had to instill habits and disciplines and make the best choices all the time and completely overhaul everything about his life, his routines, his habits, who he is, how he shows up, what he does in his free time in order to become the GOAT that he is today. For those of you who are wondering, by the way, GOAT stands for greatest of all time. Someone always asks that. So why do I share this? Because I am willing to bet that there are people who are masters and experts and legends and GOATs in your industry or in your skill set, right? And you're putting them on a pedestal. And the dangerous part about putting someone else on a pedestal is that you separate yourself from them. Meaning, you look at them and you say, oh, but that's them. They're a legend. They're practically not human. And when you put someone on a pedestal, you are essentially communicating to yourself that you will not be able to achieve that because they are a legend or they are a GOAT or they're just an expert or they're just a master. And what is very difficult for a lot of people to break down is that masters, legends, GOATs, they all started as normal people. Now, people get mad when I share this. But every great started as a normal person and they made legend level decisions, legend status or GOAT status decisions in their habits, in their routines, in their processes, in their thinking, in their bounce back, their rebound. And so what's really interesting is it's a very natural thing to do to put people on pedestals and say, well, of course she does that. She's Oprah. Of course he does that. He's Tom Brady. But what we forget is the cause and effect. He's Tom Brady because of these decisions. He didn't become the greatest of all time by naturally just picking up a football. And I actually encourage you guys, check out, there's a video on, I think it's Evan Carmichael's channel, and it's called The Mindset of a True Champion, from a 199th draft pick to becoming the best NFL player in history. And so what's beautiful is recognizing that while Tom Brady had some talent initially, he had to make legend status decisions, a lot of them. And you can study the dedication, the work ethic, what went into becoming the Tom Brady we know today. And like I said, we all mix up cause and effect. We look at, you know, Beyonce and we say, well, if I had the opportunities Beyonce has, I would absolutely make this happen, right? I would absolutely work this hard. I would absolutely, it's completely the reverse. In order to become the legend version of yourself, you have to make the decisions that the legends have made. So I've been studying Tom Brady for a long time, and not so much his football history, but more of like his tenacity and his disciplines and his habits and his routines. And I want to encourage you guys today to think of someone who you consider an expert or a master or a legend, and start to break down what are the habits and the routines and the decisions and the sacrifices that they've made along the journey that have helped them to become that legend status. But like I said, most people get upset. They don't want to believe that the legends are just normal people who made super decisions, right? We all get kind of frustrated by that. We want to believe like some people are super special, and we don't have to hold ourselves to that standard because they're superhuman, or they're a machine, or they're, you know, Tom Brady. But the truth is, even learning about Tom Brady once again and watching him win a 7th Super Bowl, one of the big things I started doing was once again breaking down, where is my discipline at? Where are my habits at? Where is my level of excellence? Like, am I happy with who I am today? Or is there a part of me that needs to change in order to become the version of me I want to be? I continually ask myself these questions, by the way, you guys. I highly recommend it. Even after you listen to this episode, go check out A Legend and break down, what are their routines? What do they swear by? What are some of their biggest failures? How do they get back up? Watch interviews with them. It's one of the most powerful things you can do. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. By the way, if you want to work directly with a mentor who pushes you, surround yourself with a mastermind or a network of people who believe in you, it might just be time for you to apply for The Social Click, which is my mentorship and mastermind program. Head on over to clickforlife.com. That's CLIQUEFORLIFE. Clickforlife.com. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.